from the third canto, chapter 25, text 24. Yes, someone else, please. Matizis, please. Devotees, sadvi, virtuous lady, sarva, all, sangha, attachments, vivajita, freed from, sangha, attachment, teshu, unto them. Ata, hence, te, by you, pradyaha, must be thought. Sangadosha, the pernicious effects of material attachment. Yes, pernicious means dangerous, huh? Haraha, counter, in a, counteract us of. Counteract us of. Yes. He indeed. They. Translation. O my mother. O virtuous lady. These are the qualities of great devotees who are free from all attachment. You must seek attachment to such holy men, for this counteracts the pernicious effects of material attachment. So this is Kapila Dev speaking to his mother, Devahuti, and he points out what are truly great people. In text 23, that's the text before, he says, engaged constantly in chanting and hearing about me. This is the quality of these people. They are always chant and hear about Krishna. So, purport. Kapila Muni herein advises his mother Devahuti that if she wants to be free from material attachment, she should increase her attachment for the sadhus or devotees who are completely freed from all material attachment. In Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter verse 5, it is stated who is qualified to enter into the kingdom of Godhead. It is said there, Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha. This refers to one who is completely freed from the puffed up condition of material possessiveness. A person may be materially very rich, opulent, or respectable, but if he at all wants to transfer himself to the spiritual kingdom, back home, back to Godhead, then he has to be freed from the puffed up condition of material possessiveness, because that is a false position. The word moha used here means the false understanding that one is rich or poor. In this material world, the conception that one is very rich or very poor or any such consciousness in connection with material existence is false. Because this body itself is false or temporary. A pure soul who's prepared to be freed from this material entanglement must first of all be free from the association of the material modes of nature. I want to summarize this. What we hear here is, if we want to overcome our dangerous attachments to the material world, there's one very easy way to do this. By the way, in your life, do you have some attachments which you feel are dangerous? There are some. I think it wouldn't be nice if we asked everyone what is your dangerous attachment, but I think we all have something, no? Something where we feel, after all these years, I have to admit this is something I really don't want to let go of. I want to keep it. And yes, I do know it is not creating the ideal life for me, but in a way I feel helplessly attached. So if that connection is there, what does the Bhagavatam say what we should do? What is the remedy, the Heilmittel? Yes, Prabhu. Hear the Bhagavatam. Yes, sometimes, yes, this is mentioned. Here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada said, you have to develop attachment to devotees. I have often seen this when you develop attachment or have attachment for devotees, you just don't want to go to a material place of attachment. So this is one of the lessons here. Now, how do you really increase attachments to devotees? Have you noticed devotees are so different, really? And Krishna, how can I develop attachments to these people? we may ask, and especially if we live in a community, sometimes after some time we fall back into the dualistic concept. These are friends and these are enemies, you know. I have a surprise for you. In the Prahlad Maharaj tells his father something which surprises him, his father very much. He says, "No one is your friend and no one is your enemy." Sorry? Oh, you know even the Sanskrit. That's very wonderful. Can you let us hear, Akila?
Jayasuram bhavam imam tam atmana samang manudasa.
Yeah, aber trotzdem, es war schon fast die Hälfte. Also, sehr gut. He says, no one is your friend and no one is your enemy. And this is sometimes not so easy to understand. So I would like to tell you a little story I heard from Raghunath. We were on Wednesday. I was a guest to his program, Wisdom of the Sages, and to present the puja, which we will do tomorrow. And Raghunath said that morning he had a strange experience. He had gone with the car to bring his 7-year-old boy to the school. So as he was driving, he saw a policeman there, and he noticed, "I'm too fast." So he slammed the brakes, you know, in order to not drive by so fast and get a fine from the policeman. That was all. So as he passes the policeman, a man in his car who was behind him takes him over and rolls down his window and begins to shout names, which Raghunath said, I heard them before I was a devotee. I cannot repeat these words. They are so strong, these words. They're very bad. He called him by very bad words. So Raghunath said, rolled down his window and said, "Sorry, I there was this policeman and I was too fast and I did not mean to hurt you when I slammed my brakes. I had something entirely different in mind." But the man was not in the mood. He drove before him, he slammed his brakes, you know, and just made driving a very difficult thing. So when they came to the traffic light, Raghunath wanted to excuse himself. He said, "I'm very sorry, I did not have in mind to make driving for you difficult. Please calm down, you don't need to be so agitated." But this man, when he saw that Raghunath was coming out of the car, he thought that now Raghunath will want to beat him. So he also jumped out of the car in order to, this is called road rage, no? To go into a road rage, right? Die Straßenwut. And Raghunath thought, this is unnecessary. I'm not your enemy. Raghunath felt at that moment he could most probably be the best of friends to this person. But due to the influence of the material modes, this person thought this driver from the other car is my enemy, and he has purposefully slammed the brakes to make life extremely difficult. So you can see, if you take a little meta perspective, if you go out of this scene, Raghunath was not the enemy, and the person who was now so upset was also not properly the enemy. What was going on was something uncontrollable, the modes of material nature, which gives certain concepts to people. You are my friend, you are my enemy. And then people who become overwhelmed by the identification with a certain situation and the interpretation of a certain situation, they act like enemies. I have often been in situations as a devotee where people thought I was against them, but I was not. I was just living my life in Krishna consciousness. And as I became, when I was young, I took it very serious when people were so angry at me, and I became angry back to them. But now, where I'm older, I can see that this is the great play of Maya to make us feel this person is the enemy, and let us and then let us develop bad emotions. Or when we see the person, we go like, "Oh no, I cannot stand this person. I cannot even stay in the room peacefully in the same room." No. Yes, Gita Priya, Hare Krishna. This happens, maybe not in your life, but you will get to know maybe in the future that these things can sometimes happen. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami gives us a tip. He says, we should understand when these things happen, there is no good and there is no bad. It is only a mental conception. What was this? Bhatra abhatra gyan sava manodham. To say this is good and this is bad, this is a friend, this is an enemy, it's only a mental conception, an imagination. It is not very true. Of course, there's something like morally good and bad, like when you when you're, for instance, someone who helps an old lady to cross the street, that's a morally good and ethically good activity. It's different than someone who shoots an old lady. I hope no one will. I mean, it happens. People are like this. There's morally good and there's a good response, a good action, and a bad response. But the situations as such are not good and not bad. That's simply the material energy which passes in various forms and so on. Just think of something like fashion. Who of you was interested in fashion? Some, no? There's young boys' fashion, middle age fashion. I know in my time it was a fashion to have bell trousers. You know, they went like this, and then they had like this. We would say, "Das hat ja einen ganz schönen Schlag, Mann." No? So we would say like this, and everyone was very impressed by these bell trousers. And if you had bell trousers, wow, you were in. If you didn't have bell trousers, you were boring. You know, that was the feeling at that time. But nowadays, no one cares for bell trousers. I have not seen them. Only one devotee in Radha Desh likes to dress in these bell trousers. But otherwise, they are out of fashion. No one cares for them any longer. But during my time, it was so good to have these bell trousers. So this idea of good and bad, it is not relevant. This idea of having friends and enemies in this world should be given up by a devotee. He should understand there are no friends. The people who behave friendly, but we are all souls. We are in this material game. We are on the chessboard of material nature, pushed around. We should not take it so serious and get into road rage or temper rage. You know, there's all sometimes in temples you have this temper rage going on. It's not better than what the karmis do. It is very unenlightened. It is very unspiritual. It is very bad for you because you create offenses against devotees and so on. Even if devotees by circumstance should act in a way which hurts you, don't react to this. Don't think they are now bad. They are not. It's just there are certain influences, certain stories which go on, which move people, and so on. I wanted to bring actually a point. When you want to live in the temple and be a happy person, you need to remember Krishna. If you do not remember Krishna, if your Krishna consciousness is just a performer, you know, then this is not, you cannot live in a temple. You will go on the level of good and bad again. This is a person who is good, this is a person who is not good. But if you remember Krishna, you will think everyone, no matter what they think about COVID or what they think about the Ukraine situation, this is not important. We are not a political or a material society where this is so important. No, you think there's some mental content which is there for some time, but the devotee is engaged in Krishna's service. This is what is important. This memory of Krishna puts you immediately on the spiritual platform and out of these dualities. I would like to give you an example of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj had a father who acted like an enemy. Would you agree? He tried to kill him. Hare Krishna. But do you know, Prahlad was such a transcendentalist that he thought, oh, my father must be joking. He's after all my father. You know, he did see him as a spiritual soul. So after Hiranyakashipu had unsuccessfully tried to kill Prahlad by bringing like a few elephants who had sharp tusks, you know, so wie sagt man das, Stoßzähne, danke, du weißt alles. Scharfe Stoßzähne. Prahlad Maharaj said to Hiranyakashipu, the tusks or Stoßzähne of these elephants were as sharp as Indra's Vraja weapon, but they are now all broken and torn apart. This is not at all due to my strength, no. In actuality, all this is the effect of the constant remembrance of Lord Janardhan. Such remembrance destroys the greatest calamities and distresses. My dear devotees, just imagine, he is a little boy. His father had brought these powerful elephants with very sharp tusks in order to kill him. He made them mad. I don't know, he gave them liquor to drink, schnapps. They were drinking schnapps, and they became uncontrollably wild, and they little Prahlad was sitting there, so they attacked him. But because Prahlad Maharaj was thinking at that time of Krishna, Krishna protected him. So if in the temple, my dear devotees, you learn to think of Krishna, you will be protected from the dualities where you see someone, you like someone or you dislike someone, where you will be protected from the dualities of tiredness and worries, just by your remembrance of Krishna. Krishna will think, this person is remembering me, I must protect him. The thinking of Krishna is the essence of Krishna consciousness. Did you know this? It is said, all the rules which you do, like getting up early in the morning, eating only Krishna prasadam, following four rules and regulations, all these rules are only meant that you can remember Krishna, think of Krishna. If you observe all these rules, but you never think of Krishna, and you are always on the material platform of he likes me or she likes me, ooh, and she does not like me, ooh, then you are not really, you have not really started your Krishna consciousness in seriousness. This remembrance of Krishna is the beginning of becoming a devotee. Maybe 76, no, 75 or 74. We were in Germany, we had a wonderful sound equipment with loudspeakers and mixing board, and we did kirtan concerts all over Germany. I remember the German bands were envious of our Soundanlage, because we, you know, Hare Krishnas are outwardly, they appear to be poor, but they're always, when they want Lakshmi, then they get it somehow. Somehow it comes always to us. So I remember we did programs, and then one day we decided, why not invite Srila Prabhupada to come to one of the programs, and he could sing, he could lead the program, he could give the lecture, and we did so. We had a program tour arranged in Sweden, and we invited Srila Prabhupada to come and join us in Stockholm for a few programs. And Prabhupada actually came. He was at that time in England, and he liked the idea of coming to our Hare Krishna festivals, we would call them. I remember one lecture I was in the back of the lecture hall. There were also many drunkards who were lying on the floor. They knew after the lecture, which they found most probably boring, because the veg is on such a different level, we would serve them prashadam. Just like today, after this lecture, you will be getting prashadam. Hare Krishna. So that helps us to tolerate the lecture. So they were also like, they were like this. They were leaning against the wall. And Prabhupada noticed them and thought he will address them. And I was also, I was there, I was taking care of the entrance, you know, helping people to find their seats and so on. And I remember how all of a sudden Prabhupada said, if you are a drunkard, you can also become Krishna conscious if you remember Krishna. And in what way? He said, if you remember that the taste in the wine is Krishna, you will become a great devotee. At that time I thought, wow. I thought, maybe I should also drink a little bit more wine. It's good for health in Ayurveda, it says. And it will take care of my blood pressure. I have a low blood pressure. So I didn't, you know, but I didn't take wine. I had stopped all. And later I found this quotation, which I saw just a few days ago, where Prabhupada talks about it. It could well be that it was the same lecture. Prabhupada said, it's all about remembering Krishna, yes? Krishna describes himself in Bhagavad Gita. He says, rasoham apsukonteya. Anyone knows what this means? I am the taste of water. Prabhupada translates this here differently. He says, I am the taste in liquids. Even so, one can remember Krishna by tasting water, even if one is drinking liquor. Schnaps, no? If he thinks, the taste of this drink is Krishna, oops, he will one day turn out to be a great saintly person. So I can request even drunkards to become Krishna conscious, what to speak of others, because Krishna says, rasoham apsukonteya, I am the taste of liquids. Generally, in this context, liquid is taken to mean water, no? Our devotee said, it means water. But liquor is also liquid. It is only sugar and molasses or some other combination fermented and distilled. Of course it is bad because it creates intoxication, although in one sense nothing is bad. Liquor is bad because it creates bad effects. In America there are so many drunkards, there is no scarcity of them, but I may request even the drunkards. You, here, there, when drinking wine, kindly remember that the taste of this drink is Krishna. Just begin in this way, and one day you will become a saintly Krishna conscious person. We were talking about thinking of Krishna while we are in the temple, no? And this is Prabhupada's instruction throughout his preaching. When you are in a temple or even outside of the temple, start your spiritual life by thinking regularly about Krishna. Even if you are very incapable for spiritual life, and you still may have attachments to alcohol, you think of that Krishna is the taste, and then this makes you into a saintly, perfect devotee in due course of time. The thinking of Krishna is important for devotees and even for non-devotees, because it will purify the heart in such a way. Then only can we become free from these material understandings, of which one is particularly difficult, that is the understanding this person is my friend or this person is my enemy. This needs to be given up very quickly to advance fully in Krishna consciousness. Good. Now I want to end the lecture. I had something in mind to do today. Yes, 31. Let me just find this for you. Yeah. Yes. Here it says, if the condition, forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external features from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy Maya gives him all kinds of misery in this material existence. So, because we have forgotten Krishna, our attachments have become so strong that we are always becoming attached to Maya and get so much difficulties for Maya. So much difficulties she gives to everyone. But if you remember Krishna, even if there are difficulties, the difficulties will go. Like Prahlad Maharaj remembered Krishna when the elephants jumped on him to kill him, and the tusks of the elephants were ineffectual. This is very important, my dear devotees. So how will you remember Krishna? Sadhu Shastra Kipaya Yodi Krishna Mukha Haya Sei Jiva Nishtade Maya Tara Chadaya. This conditioned soul becomes Krishna conscious by the mercy of saintly persons who voluntarily preach scriptural injunctions and help him to become Krishna conscious. Then the conditioned soul is liberated from the clutches of Maya, who gives him up. Go, go, go. I don't want you any longer, says Maya. So this is a very nice effect of Krishna consciousness life. You begin to remember Krishna more and more. And I have a tip for you to do. The easiest place to really remember Krishna is when you sing his holy names. During kirtan, you should practice to look at Krishna in the form of his deity. Or you can remember something about Krishna. For me, it happens because I'm now already 50 years in Krishna consciousness. When I chant japa, I also remember Krishna, because I have trained myself. When I say Krishna, I think of Krishna. Just like when I say Gomohan, I cannot not think of Gomohan. That's a normal. Or if we say pizza, we usually think of a pizza. It's only with Krishna that when we say Krishna, we don't think of Krishna. Because we are a little abnormal. We are a little strange, you know. too long in the material world. And we can think of material things the moment we hear their names. But we do not think of Krishna when we hear his name. Advaita Singha, what do you think about this?
Yeah, just well, it's interesting because you think about everything else, but
when you say the name, yeah.
So difficult.
Yeah, it is because the material energy is, or let us say, we are accustomed to think of material things. If I would now start to speak about COVID, I can tell you a few people would become very inspired by the talk. If I would talk now about some material subjects, they would really get into it. Because the brain is tuned to think of material things. And we have to reprogram the brain to start thinking of Krishna. It can best start when we chant his holy name. This is the best place where we can exercise thinking of Krishna. Or another very good place is when you go and take darshan of the deity. And you think of, like for instance today, Lord Nrisimhadev, do you see his, I mean, I've never seen such a beautiful outfit. He looks really like a king, also with this cape which is draped around him. He seems to sit at the entrance of a palace. You know, there's a door. It's a very, you have to, in Krishna consciousness, you have to learn to associate with Krishna and think of Krishna. Then you become a perfect devotee. This is so important that Prabhupada preached even to the drunkards, that somehow start please your spiritual life. You're drinking so much. There's a good meditation for you. You know, the liquid it was made from grapes who grew in the sun and so on, and it fermented. So this is all Krishna's energy. Think of Krishna, that he's the taste which you like so much. So this thinking of Krishna, my dear devotees, it will help you to become free from temper rage. That's a new word, no?
Say it again, please.
Temper. If you learn to think of Krishna, it helps. There's road rage. Do you know when people get into on the road, into the feelings of this is my enemy, this is my, and they begin to attack each other? So in the temple this happens, I call it temper rage, where people think this I like, this I don't like. It's the same principle. It is something which we have to overcome if we want to become Krishna conscious. Now while I was preaching this, I had one devotee in mind who is suffering at this moment very deeply from this. The devotee is not in the temple room at the moment, but when I see the devotee, I will talk to the devotee about this. Yes.
I have two questions.
Come on, yes. And we have a microphone for you.
Hare Krishna. First question is regarding Prahlad Maharaj saying we shouldn't have any friends and no enemies. And sometimes this statement seems to be a little heartless, because if one doesn't have any friends, then what is the taste of a devotee who is actually full of love? And so then my thought is, if you have friends, if everybody's your friend, then you might become too attached, and if they hurt you, then you might become hurt and have enemies again. so what is the state of having no friends and enemies?
the exact statement of Prahlad Maharaj is to think that this person is my enemy and this is my friend. That is what he would call political thinking. You know, that is not, but of course we must have friendship with devotees. That's something else. That's a different thing. Without devotee friends, it is very difficult to advance. Rupa Goswami gives us a little tip what we should look for if we want to have devotee friends. The first thing is they must be affectionate towards us. The second is our devotee friends, so they like us, they must have our interest in mind. That's very important. They don't want to pull us down. They want to pull us up. And for that, this the third quality, the devotee friend, which you should, it's good if he is a little bit more advanced. If you go through life, you will find out, most probably you can say almost everyone is more advanced, you know. You can think like this at least. In some ways, they are maybe more advanced. So that's very important, Gomohan. What Prahlad Maharaj was talking about to his father is this political thought. He's my friend, he's my enemy. Like you know, differentiating and dealing differently, maybe wanting to influence a person in a certain way. That type of thinking is not advised in Krishna consciousness. But by all means have friends. And if you can see like a real, if you can learn to see that actually everyone in this world is my supporter, you know, then you are on the Uttama Adhikari level, you know. Here it's just a certain political thought is not encouraged. Mm-hmm. And your second question.
Thank you very much for the first. Yes, the second one was regarding remembering Krishna. It is, you said, if we think of pizza, we think of separated. Also,
I'm so hungry at the moment. When you say the word, I immediately.
Sorry.
Ice cream makes it's not. Yeah, good. It's good. Yeah. Well, I'm in an existential dilemma. No, I'm joking. Yes.
But the association is there because we have the direct experience of pizza and ice cream.
Yeah.
And but our experience of Krishna is very limited, and thus the remembrance of Krishna is kind of also limited. And yeah, how to start remembering, like, of course one can absorb in thinking, remembering, experiencing Krishna, but how to get to this experiencing Krishna in such a way that it's like a pizza, you cannot separate it.
Yes, a very good question, very good question. Gomohan, one thing is, although at the moment our experience of Krishna is small and therefore it's difficult for us to remember Krishna, whereas our experience of cars and mobile phones or foodstuffs which we take regularly is very big. You know, there's one thing we must know. The remembrance of Krishna is dormant within us. It sleeps in us. It is there. The Vedanta Sutra gives an example. The brilliance is always there in a jewel, although the jewel may be covered by dust and by mud, but the brilliance is there. Or to give another example, do we have a little boy here? No, at the moment not. in the little boy, inside of the little boy, is what we call virility. Virility, eine deutsche Übersetzung wäre Manneskraft. Or you could say in another word, sexual potency. The little boys, which are here, have this in a dormant form. One day they may have children also, you know, because in a dormant form, the sexual potency is even there in the little boy. In the same way, Gomohan, in all of us, just like the sparkle is in the jewel, or virility is in a little boy, we all are originally Krishna conscious. We have that ability and we can wake it up. And that's the process of Krishna consciousness, to wake up the dormant potencies, spiritual potency. You are right, at the moment this is a problem. We don't have so much conscious experience of Krishna. And the only way really to bring out that, let me say, we don't have so much conscious memories, but nevertheless, it is absolutely there. It is there. And it can be awakened if you create a favorable circumstance in your life with a lot of Krishna. Let me give you an example from Shastra, which tells us how love of Godhead is already inside of us. This is a big, hotly discussed subject in ISKCON at the moment. Those of you who like dualistic discussions, you should get into it and get all fired up. I just can't take it, these discussions very serious. So, but here is it. The example, the love of Krishna is dormant in everyone, and the example is given of a swan that is born in captivity. Imagine a swan which is born in a cage, in der Unfreiheit. Yeah? You understand this English, cage and all? Yes. Yeah. So now imagine a man comes, opens the door of the cage and goes with the swan, and the swan follows him. The swan will move a little like this, forward and backward, and this man brings this swan, who has never seen a lake, never seen the food of the lake. He brings that swan to the lake. The swan has not seen water, but he knows what to do. He goes to the water, his legs start to move, maybe not very nicely at the beginning, maybe one goes up here and there, but after some time he gets it, and he swims on the water. He knows how to eat also. You know, that is a whole, you know, that's a whole science. You say this gründeln in Deutsch. They go down in the water, and then the head goes in on the ground, and they know what to find. Gründeln, no? special word. I don't think this word is available in Bavarian language. Gründeln, der gründelt. Von Grund, ne? So he knows what to do because it's inherent in him. So in the same way, you also know what to do in the spiritual world. You just need the right circumstances and maybe a kind soul who opens the cage from time to time from time to time, because we are expert, we always go back into the cage, you know, our material consciousness. So a kind soul who opens the cage is may repeatedly is maybe good, you know, to have that in our life. But otherwise, we do know. You cannot, and this is what we do in Krishna consciousness. We try to create a favorable environment with a lot of udipans. Udipans means something that stimulates what is inside of you. For instance, good music. Yesterday we heard good music for 5 minutes. Because otherwise it becomes Maya. So we heard good music. I became so melodiously. I sang the whole, in my mind, the whole car ride after I had heard good music, you know. I heard such good music. So this music is called a stimuli. It brings something out in you that is already there. This is the art of Krishna consciousness. You should learn to surround yourself with good Krishna conscious literature, for instance, with nice pictures of Krishna, which is a good stimuli, with a good association with devotees who like to speak about spiritual subject matters, and then it will all come out. It's not created in a new way. It is just evoked. Wow, wirklich eine gute Übersetzung. Ich höre so mit einem Ohr mit. No. I'm not saying because of this. I'm a translator myself. I've translated a few books of Srila Prabhupada, and I'm always interested, how does another translator translate this word? So I had a parallel experience of giving a lecture and listening to a translation today. Yes, the human brain can have multifunctions at once. It's possible. Good. So, I think it is now time to end the class. I see it's coming close to 9 o'clock, and I want to thank you all very, very much for having us here. It means the world for us to be in this temple, to sing and dance, to get up earlier than we sometimes get up, if we are very honest. And all this is very good for our Krishna consciousness. I wanted to say for tomorrow, I noticed in the evening you have, the children are very much welcome in the temple. This is very nice, that they should come. But tomorrow we have an online event, so I request you, when we are live, not when we are only live from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, I think. And then sometimes I'm live in between. I have to say something live. But please see that the children at that time are well engaged with their favorite toys somewhere else. Good. Fine. Then I want to end this class. I want to wish you a wonderful day with good Krishna conscious experiences. All the best for you, and Hare Krishna.